Good evening, everyone, or good morning. I'm in the middle of the road. It's 2:32 a.m. It's the sound of crickets or something. I feel like there's a lot of animal screwing going on right now. It's that time of year. It's hot. Moon is out. There's a big moon out behind the clouds. That's what's going on. Well, guess what, everyone? It's a nice night in South Florida, and I'm walking to get some coffee. God, who needs to sleep, right? And actually, I slept for a few hours, got up, started doing some work. It's nice. The one thing I enjoy, this is going to be a podcast about baseball. America's pastime. America's pastime. You got it. I'm really starting to enjoy baseball now. Now that I care about like every single game. But I'm also enjoying watching it. And so anyway, whatever. It's Ken Bergman podcast. What's going on? It's August 2nd. It's 2:33 a.m. Like I was saying, it's super early. But what was nice about what I've been focusing on every day, I've kind of been able to set my watch to. That's the nice thing about baseball. Your team plays almost every day. Those poor guys don't ever get a freaking day off. Wives, kids, forget about it. You better have like three families on the road all across the country. I mean, if I played for Arizona, I would have to have kids in New York, Los Angeles, Sacramento, even though they don't have a team. But, you know, if you're going to go, if you're going to play the Giants, just like head out to Sacramento, get some kids out there. I don't know. You have to travel around all the time. You're always working. Can't be home. Poor players' wives. Anyway, whole point is that baseball is fun. It's fun to watch when you have a few hours and you have like 18 other things you can do. And because I've been focusing on trying to build a model that predicts outcomes of baseball games and team comparisons and matchups and things like that, I find myself watching a lot of the game and really seeing the chess match and how it's played. And you can kind of predict stuff as it is. It's interesting. So, all right. So here's what I wanted to talk about in today's podcast was the enjoyment of continually like building a large product or working towards something. I guess if you're like an artist or you're working on a painting or a sculpture and you're spending every day like chiseling away at a different part. I'm going to work on the elbow today and chisel away at that for 6 hours or whatever. Until you end up with a finished product that you can say, you know, I put a lot of effort into this and it created something nice. Well, with the baseball file, you know, there's a lot of suspect things involved with like gambling and is like, can you ever really predict anything? And the truth is, when it comes to sports, I assume that for the most part, sports are on the level and players are not impacted by gambling or they're everyone's trying to win. And it's pretty much on the level. I feel like that for the most part. Officiating sometimes I feel like can be manipulated, which is why I don't like a game like soccer oftentimes to gamble on, because I feel like the officials have too much power. Same with basketball. Don't like that either. I feel like the officials have too much power. But I like hockey, I like baseball, of course. I like football where the officials do have some power, but football is just too fun not to bet on. Anyway, so now that we've got the sports betting ban removed or whatever, federal ban removed, so invalidated, so just go to town. Bet on whoever you want. Nobody cares. Do it responsibly, but yeah, go to town. So I was thinking about, you know, doing this baseball file, working every day on building this thing. And every day I'm doing new stuff and I'm finding things and I can tell I'm chiseling away at impediments every day almost. It's like, oh, I found a problem. I'm getting 19 spiders attacking me outside here. I found a problem. I just found something tonight. For example, I screwed something up in a formula I did. Every day I'm finding something new, something that I had distorted, something that I didn't do what I wanted it to do. When you're building an algorithm where you're like, you're kind of putting your logic and your programming, your thought into code, you forget to do stuff, you omit stuff, you don't realize how you think. All kinds of weird things happen. And going through the baseball file is so cool because every day I get a validation check. I get a data poll, or I get a, which is basically the games happen, right? There's 15 games today. And I wrote a bunch of code to try to predict not only who won, which one of those teams is going to win each one of those 15 games, plane go by, but also predicting how many runs they're going to score. And all these things sort of matter in the betting world, right? And using historical data and the specific lineups of the players that are playing in the game and giving them a value, which now I've built like team roster matchups. Really, really cool stuff. I'm doing my own like Moneyball thing, trying to figure out like that movie Moneyball, I believe, where what components build up a winning team and how do you apply percentages to those in an equation to make it work, whatever. It's extremely fun. And not only is it fun for me, but I can tell it's fun for those who are watching YouTube videos kind of coming along with this and building their own ideas. Because here's the cool thing about the Sprap. And it's not just going to be baseball. It's going to be football is coming now. There's like a preseason game tomorrow or today or something, right? For Thursday? Is that what day we are? Yeah, I believe there's a preseason game tonight with like the Bears. You can bet on that. God, don't. Please, preseason football. You want to talk about gambling. If there could be any more perverse type of gambling, it is betting on preseason football. That is right up there with like betting on WNBA. Like, you got a freaking serious, serious problem. And I don't want to be a part of that. Because let me tell you a little bit about preseason football. Preseason football involves things like the Browns going undefeated and beating everyone. Because they're all trying to get a roster spot on a team that's going to lose 16 games this year. So you can't predict anything in the preseason other than it does not matter. I will predict that it does not matter this year, and it didn't matter last year, and it won't matter next year. And eventually, they'll cut it down to two games and maybe even just one game. Maybe it'll be like a preseason showcase where they just roll everybody out like horses. You know, freaking like a Kentucky Derby. Just strut everybody out on Lasix. There will be an actual season football Sprap coming. And when there is, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Because that one already works from last year. So I'm not worried about, and from years before. I've been hitting about 60 to 70% on the money line in football for years. And we can make that thing even better. And also, it's better the second half of the season, too. Because you need stats. That's one of the reasons why I started baseball a little before the All-Star break was, you don't want to do this thing in the first weeks of the season because it's annoying because everything is super distorted because you have no sample size. And that's, I think a lot of people that bet on sports know this, is that you don't know anything yet. So what are you doing here in the beginning? However, it's too difficult to resist the allure of wanting to bet on the Redskins or against them in week one. Just by looking at their roster and just going to town based off last year, you can't not. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? But it's good to know. It's good to know when you're doing this how secure you are in your history. It's very helpful. Anyway, I'll get back on track here with baseball. This should be a podcast about baseball. Now, what's interesting about what I'm seeing is that there are determining factors contributing to all kinds of things, and I'm starting to see them, and I'm starting to make this thing better and better and better. Because the question is, how good can it be? What's theoretically possible? Because there are always things you're going to miss, and also there are unexpected factors. Like, I felt like a couple times tonight I had the better team that really played well and should have won and didn't, and that's fine too. That happens too. So that's just going to say, what percentage of the time does that happen? How does it incorporate with lines? And I think the answer is that what's fun about working on this is that every day I get to pry at that question and then retroactively fit a line to try to say, how would I have done this the best way possible? And then what can I learn from how that looks and how that worked, why that would have worked, how can I learn from that and apply that to my logic in the future? And so with every day we get new information. And I know normally you wouldn't be able to assure something like this, but you kind of can, which is, I know that the product is going to continue to get better, even though there's a question mark of variability of gambling. I know that it's going to get smarter. And what that means is it's going to isolate abnormalities, and it's going to isolate things that you should optimize. Meaning, for some reason, it's going to tell you that 9 out of 10 times Oakland's going to score more than 4.5 runs against Toronto in this situation because they're playing so well. That's a bet I made today, actually. I bet Oakland was going to score more than 4.5. I also bet the over in the Oakland game. They both hit. But the Oakland over 4.5 was one where I couldn't find a way to program my file that wouldn't kick back me having Oakland score at least 5 runs in that game. Everything that you could do to it was kicking that out. And what that means is that in a lot of different scenarios, something that we think is going to happen is going to happen. And when you're getting all that information all the time and having the file or the algorithm do all those calculations and kick back all these results to you, it allows you to make super intelligent decisions on the fly, because you can do things like, you know, like bet live and bet online and be sitting around watching a game and punch some numbers into this file and then have it kick back out what your, you know, what your assurance or what your, I call it the bet score, what your likelihood is that you should bet it or whatever, you know, like your assurance times, like how optimal is this type of situation. And that's like gold mine. Who wouldn't want that? Because, for example, I don't know, and neither would you. Nobody knows how every team is playing, how every team is doing. Nobody can watch every single game. How do I know whether Cleveland can beat Minnesota today or yesterday? Or I think they're playing them again today, probably. How do I know that that's going to happen? I have no idea. But the file has been looking at everything, and the file is going to take back answers to you. And it's been so convincing to not only myself, but to others, because everywhere I go, I keep pulling this thing out on a tablet. Like I'm out playing poker in Vegas or anywhere, or in Florida or in Virginia or in Maryland. I'm out playing poker. I've got the thing in front of me. People are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, this thing kind of predicts baseball games. And occasionally I run into someone at a table who's like, oh yeah, I bet on baseball all the time. Like, who you got? And then they start talking, and because I've been watching nothing but baseball with grandpa all the time and doing this, I know everything about baseball. I'm typing in everyone's name all the time. I know every pitch, I know everything that's going on. And everyone kind of agrees with everything I say because the stats are kicking it all out. So what ends up happening is, here's what I see happening, how I'll end this podcast. Which is, total subscribers, like I only picked up like 5 or 6 subscribers today, but that's still a lot for me in one day, because I think I only had 350 or something. I picked up that, and I had a video that I posted this morning about the file, you know, have like 70 people watch it in the first 4 or 5 or 6 hours, unannounced. I don't know where that came from. I didn't really put it too many places. Well, today was not a great day for the file. It was like 3 and 8. It wasn't a good day at all, really. But I redid some work on it, and I retrofitted some stuff, and I found a huge error that I had to know that I fixed, a huge formula error that affects a lot of stuff. That's awesome that that was found. So all this stuff's get done. We got a new day tomorrow with more games. And I'm like, I still love everything that's going. So we're going to do another video tonight. That video will be probably posted at the same time this podcast is posted on Kenstock or KenBergman.com. It's an exciting role. I'm going to continue to pick up subscribers with this. And I think people are going to like, because not only is baseball this cool daily thing that's going to happen I'll do this the rest of the season. If I can, I won't do a video every day, but I'll do the file every day for everyone. And I know that it's going to work. So there's that. And then we're going to roll right into football. within a few weeks here. And then when football starts, then you got hockey, and the hockey one's going to be even better than the baseball one and better than the football one, honestly, because I know hockey and I play hockey on top of it. So, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I feel like Sports Spraps 101 is here, and we're going to get a graduate degree by the end of the year. So, watch out, because... I don't know. Can you smell what the Spraps are cooking? I'm going to go get my coffee. We're out for now. Go. Who should I root for? I haven't even looked at the games yet, but there'll be a video up in a couple hours because the file's awesome. So we're out.